Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Get the ball out in the screen.
Under 20 to go. Wide open. Allen, touchdown.
Joe Buck on the call on ESPN. The Los Angeles Rams with a win. Technically a home win, but they played in Arizona because of the wildfires. And with that victory last night, they have advanced in the NFL playoffs. In the first weekend, the wild card weekend is officially over. The Bernie Miklas Report brought to you by Saliga Heating and Cooling, an American standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Bernie is with us now. How's it going, Bernie?
We're doing good, man. Doing some writing, doing some yapping, doing some videos. Just a busy day, but I like it. It keeps me, I don't know if it keeps my brain energized. It keeps me energized.
Keeps you young.
Yeah,
keeps you young and spry.
Yes.
There you go. Yeah, that too. Absolutely.
So that with the Rams game last night, they had pretty much total control of the game against Minnesota, a team that had won 14 games. And I just can't, I don't know, man, I can't help but watch what the Rams have become since they've left St. Louis. And relatively quickly, I might add, and think they could have very easily been this team here if they wanted it to be. They just didn't want it to be. And it's frustrating, and I know a lot of people have gotten over it. How do you feel about it? Are you well past the Rams leaving St. Louis, or do you watch those games and think, you know, you could have been doing that here?
Well, I am over it. And the reason I'm over it, and by the way, I mean this sincerely, I don't fault anyone who still is kind of seething over this quietly after all this time since they moved. Everyone is entitled to their own emotions. I'm over it because I just refuse to allow Stan Kroenke in my head. I don't know what to say. Like, I've seen some of my friends in the media, and I know a lot of fans. I mean, it's almost an obsession with Kroenke. I understand the hatred. I understand that he's a bad guy. I understand all that. But like I told a colleague one time, I said, well, I like to watch NFL football, and if the Rams are a good team and they're involved in big games, I'm going to watch the Rams. And I'm not going to let my personal disdain for Stan Kroenke take away something that I truly love to do, which is watch NFL football. Mm-hmm. So I said to my colleague, why would you want Stan Kroenke to live in your head until as long as you're on the earth? I just don't see how that's productive or healthy, actually.
Right. Because he doesn't care if you're not watching. He doesn't care at all. So now you're depriving yourself of something you love because of him. And I don't know. Maybe a lot of people talk a big game or say they hate him, but I think we all have a price, super cynical. But like, if someone offered me $100,000 to wear an I Love Stan Kroenke shirt for a month, I'd I'd 100% do it.
Right. But you're not screwing an entire city by doing that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No. He's a horrible person. That's what I mean. Like, it's just that if you don't watch football and you love it, you're not hurting him. You're hurting yourself.
You know, and I watched the game last night. Like, I think this particular L.A. Rams team is very dangerous in the playoffs. They won 7 out of 9. McVay is one of the great coaches in the league. They continue to, their defense has been reinvented. It's younger. It's just punishing people like we saw last night. I think they're very dangerous. But I wanted to go back to kind of what you said there, you know, about Kroenke. Listen, he's a bad dude. I mean, anybody who buys up all this land in Texas, the country's largest ranch or whatever, and he's kicking like widows and widowers off the property. I mean, stuff like that. He's ruthless. He has no soul. And if I may take a cheap shot, see, I'm not opposed to taking shots.
Go right ahead, please.
We love it.
Well, I love the storyline about how they're, you know, they have to leave L.A. to go play in Arizona, which is totally understandable, and it was a responsible decision. The league made it. And I'm very proud of Michael Bidwill, native St. Louis and owner of the Cardinals, who fought for St. Louis during this whole franchise transfer thing. He really did. He got shouted down by the other owners, but he took them on in the meeting before they all voted. So the storyline to me is humorous, although I give Michael Bidwill all the credit in the world. A lot of fuss is being made over the fact that Michael Bidwill wanted to do his part to help. He sent two planes, jumbo-sized planes, to L.A. to pick up the Rams players, staff, families, everyone that works for the Rams. And so Michael Bidwill said, well, I want to get all those people here. They deserve to have some relief. And I said to my wife last night, I said, well, why is Bidwill doing this? Why isn't Kroenke footing the bill?
Yeah.
To fill two planes with his people, his employees, and their loved ones. What, like, why is he leaving it up to another owner? And, you know, I was kidding around with my wife. I said, well, he'll probably be very gracious by saying, well, you know, Michael, I'm happy to pay for the fuel. You know, I'm happy to pay for the fuel if that'll help you out a little bit. I mean, that sums up Stan Kroenke maybe in a way that never has. The Arizona Cardinals owner had to pay for two planes to fly the LA Rams staff and loved ones to Arizona for that game.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. It is believable.
Right. But it's weird when someone, here's the thing, you can hate someone and dislike them, but it doesn't mean that 100% of the actions they take or the words they say are offensive. Someone could be really awful and then occasionally they do something okay. Stan Kroenke is so on brand as a sleazeball, scumbag, lowlife, it's kind of surprising. It's like, wow, he walks the brand line.
No, that's right. And I, you know, it, where I kind of draw the line, I guess is the way to put it, is... And I've had to tell people this a lot. It's like, you know, Matthew Stafford didn't move the Rams out of St. Louis. Kyron Williams, who's their running back and is a really good one, native St. Louisan, he didn't move the team out of St. Louis. Those players on the field, he's retired now, but one of the great defensive tackles of all time, Aaron Donald, who started his career in St. Louis, he didn't move the team. So like, in other words, like, why in the world are we, like, holding the players accountable hating on them? And can I point out one other thing? I really want to throw this in, and I think it's relevant. James Gladstone is the director of scouting for the Los Angeles Rams. Now, why do I bring him up? He's a native St. Louisan who Les Snead hired in St. Louis to a low-level job in the football operation, and he's moved his way up. And he soon will be a general manager in the National Football League. He's like a rising star, right? Now, why would I hate him? And I'll tell you there's a reason for that. Why would I hate him? When his parents live directly behind us in our neighborhood, and they're the most wonderful people we know. They're wonderful people. And they're so excited for their son who has made his way up the ladder in the NFL. And I, one time on the air, was like, got into an argument with a co-host because this co-host said, well, I don't care. He shouldn't have taken that job out there. And I'm like, what? Like, it's okay for you or me to pursue our dreams, but you're that petty? You would like hate on this young guy for pursuing his dream to work in an NFL front office? I mean, that's the kind of petty insanity I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, no, I get it. I think people are just so upset. Back to, and yes, a lot of folks have gotten over it. They've stopped watching the league. However, St. Louis does really well in NFL ratings. People still watch the sport a lot. It's one of the best markets, honestly, in the country for the NFL. They're still watching a ton. But it's just, I can't, it's a thing I can't get past, because I love the Battle Hawks. I'm thankful that we have a thing to do on Saturdays or Sundays during the spring. But to be celebrating an NFL team There's nothing like it when it's in your city. And just to look at what they did for the last 12 years they were here, and they were awful for 12 years. They go to Los Angeles. They've been there for, what, 9? And they've been in the playoffs 6 times already. 6 times. Well, and they have 2 losing seasons that entire time. So they've had 7 winning seasons, 6 playoff appearances, 1 Super Bowl victory, 2 appearances in the Super Bowl. It was doable. They could have been doing all of this here. And I think that is the part that still hurts, because it has effects. Every time they win, it has effects on this city, I think.
Oh, it does, Ronj. And to your point, too, the way he trashed the city on the way out. And just, I mean, that is, it's unforgivable. Not that you have to stop watching football. It's just he will always be a scumbag through and through. And even for non-football fans, because we've talked, I was talking about this last week. There was several weeks ago a murder down by the Dome at like 3 p.m. or 4 p.m. on a Sunday afternoon. That's because that is a dead area. A football team, an NFL football team, leaving your city hurts you economically. It hurts your resources. It hurts businesses, safety. Go on and on down the list. An NFL team is good for a city.
Well, absolutely. And the Rams, when they moved here, it was such tremendous excitement and joy. And, of course, we were treated to the greatest show on turf, you know, 1999 through 2001, 2 NFC championships, highest scoring offense in NFL history at that time, plus the Super Bowl championship and that capped the 99 season. Kurt Warner, Marshall Faulk, Orlando Pace, Isaac Bruce, Torrey Holt, Dick Vermeil, on and on and on and on. And so that was a very, as Mike Martz always calls it, you know, it was a very, it was a special time and place, or a special place in time, pardon me. And it was devastating the way Kroenke and his henchmen, Kevin Demoff, tore down the franchise once he got control of the franchise, because he always wanted to be the LA guy. And, you know, and they tanked. They signed some free agents, but they spent foolishly, and in my opinion, on purpose, with some of the money that they spent just to kind of make it look good. They actually knew that these investments would actually make the team worse. I mean, so I'm not above the level of having hatred and having conspiracy theories. But I also have to say this, and this will cause KMOX listeners to hate me, and that's okay. But I do remind people that we actually went and snatched the team out of LA and brought it here. It was done with more, in a more ethical way, because Los Angeles was not going to do anything to keep the Rams there. So I think we were on better, much better moral ground.
And our public was supporting them better than they were in LA.
Well, there's no doubt about it. I mean, when the year that when the Rams were 15-65 over a 3-year period, their average, which was the worst in NFL history at that time over 3 years, the average home attendance here in St. Louis was greater than when Eric Dickerson, and keep in mind, we're talking about playoff teams in LA. When Eric Dickerson set the league record for most rushing yards in a season, those LA Rams teams during that time, but in that season, drew fewer people per home game than a 15-65 team in St. Louis over that time.
Yeah.
And St. Louis was willing to build a stadium. To a lot of people oppose it, but St. Louis was willing to step forward with it. And see, that's the difference between the Rams leaving L.A. No, we're not doing anything. Bye. You know, in St. Louis, it's like, well, let us work. Let us do this. We'll try this. How about this? You know, it was a good faith effort. And, you know, Kroenke basically spit in the faces of the people trying to do it. And all of the fans who loved that team and supported a really, really horrible product during the last several seasons
They have 55,000 people a game when they were barely winning 7 games.
Right.
And knowing that they were trying to take the team out of town on top of it.
That's right.
You know, it's just whatever. But I know that, again, people are over it. A lot of people are over it. But I can't help every now and then to think this would be great to be to have in this city right now, them playing the way they've played over the last 8-9 years. So,
you know, and you know, the only thing I'd say where we went wrong in St. Louis, and I'm not blaming anyone, but hear what I'll say, and I'll be quick, because what I say makes a lot of sense. And Dave Peacock, who tried to get the stadium built to keep the Rams here. I said, well, what is your takeaway other than the fact that the NFL is hopelessly corrupt and the fix was in? And he said, well, he said, I just wish along the way that we would have had a local owner step up and pay for everything, and a local owner who's invested in the community and their heart, their blood, their souls invested in St. Louis, you know, would have certainly kept the team here. They would have worked with us and blah, blah, blah. You know, because Kroenke liked to brag, well, I'm a Missouri man. Yeah, you're a Missouri man until you have a chance to make more money here, you know, and that's where your loyalty ends. So,
well,
you know, but I agree with that. Like the Rams never, excuse me, the Rams, the Cardinals had the Bidwell family. That was a mixed bag. Like I said, I really like Michael Bidwell a lot, and he's proud of St. Louis and the fact that he's a native. He's done a lot in St. Louis, even now. He helps out some charitable organizations. But Dave Peacock is right on this end. You know, just like Carolyn Kendall Betts stepped forward and said, no, we need a soccer team. We'll take care of it. Imagine her at a different time where the timing would have been right, and she would have been the one to emerge as an owner of an NFL franchise in St. Louis. Would we be worrying about them scurrying out like weasels? No. She's loyal to St. Louis and would keep the team here.
Well, the Rams just they get smoked by the Eagles next week. So they'll play on Sunday afternoon.